Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 20th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Starting off the week is new evidence that the Apple Watch Series 4 is on the way. ConsumMac has spotted 6 model identifiers in a Eurasian database that likely match new Apple Watches being released soon. That number 6 may be a clue at Apple's upcoming watch lineup too. Apple Watch Series 3 has 8 models in total, 6 with LTE and 2 with GPS only, made up of 2 sizes for each version. The difference here suggests Apple may only offer Series 4 with LTE, no GPS only option, again with 2 sizes and 3 case materials, likely aluminum, stainless steel, and ceramic, and drop the non-LTE option from the low end. Apple Watch Series 4 is expected to feature a new design with a larger display in generally the same casing size. Apple is expected to unveil the new watches next month alongside the new iPhone lineup. And Bloomberg has reported new details about the rumored Mac Mini, expected to be released later this year. According to Bloomberg, Apple will target professional users with new storage and processor options that may raise the price of the $500 Mac Mini. The current version hasn't been updated since 2014, however, so Mac Mini fans will likely be happy to pay any price for a new version. The new Mac is expected to debut around October alongside a new 13-inch Retina MacBook that may replace the MacBook Air. And Apple released the 9th iOS 12 developer beta today, alongside the 8th developer beta versions of watchOS 5, macOS Mojave, and tvOS 12. No major changes to report, but no major issues this week either. And since it's Monday, let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his Making the Grade column.
So my article this weekend on our Making the Grade column was looking at, you know, moving past the discussion of Mac versus iPad, and looking at a Samsung device that you can dock and it runs a version of Linux when you plug it up to a monitor. And I'm really wondering, why is this not the future that we're looking towards, where I can, say, have an iPhone that is really powerful? I mean, if you think about the current iPhone 10, this is a very, very powerful computer. And you can see down the line where as it, you know, gets more RAM, this honestly could be a lightweight computer for a lot of people. No, it's not going to replace an iMac Pro or a Mac Pro or even some of the features of the iMac. But why isn't the iPhone the new Mac Mini in a way? A device that you could take home with you, plug into a laptop-style device for couch computing, or even to an iPad-style device, and then you can bring it to your office and dock it into some sort of monitor, some sort of Apple device, and it becomes a desktop computer with a full browser, keyboard, and mouse. All this stuff is synced in the cloud, and really, the iPhone becomes just the brains of all your device. So that's honestly the future that I want. I don't want to have to make decisions about which computing devices do I own, what's the best one for the right situation. I don't want to have to buy all these computing devices every year, every other year. I really would love just one device to rule them all, that contained all of my data and was just a kind of a connection to the cloud. So, if you have any opinions, leave a comment on the article. We've had some great discussion. A lot of people seem to be excited about it. And, the one thing most people bring up is this isn't a technical problem. It's more of a business problem. But on the flip side, you could look at, raising the iPhone selling price even more. If you said, hey, this is an iPad and an iPhone and a Mac replacement, is that a $1,700 device? I mean, that becomes a pretty attractive device. So again, leave a comment on the article. Let me know what you think, and we'll continue the discussion.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.